We're going to start off with Yemen, where people have taken to the streets calling for the departure of the U.S. ambassador and the execution of outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protesters spilled onto the streets in several cities, including the capital Sana'a and the southern city of Taiz. They demand that Washington stop interfering in their country's affairs. They're also calling for the ouster of the vice president, calling him a tool in the hands of Saleh. On Saturday, Saleh announced that he will be leaving for the U.S. soon. The U.S. is now considering whether or not to welcome Saleh. Officials in Washington say the White House would only let him in America for medical treatment. Yemeni people blame Riyadh and Washington for trying to hinder their revolution. Now, joining us on the line from Washington is President of the Society for International Reforms and Research, Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, Yemenis continue to blame the U.S. and Saudi Arabia for hijacking their revolution. Looking at how things have turned out as far as the formation of a new government in Yemen goes, would you agree?
As far as the last attempt by the American ambassador in Sana'a, seems to be a kind of an act of desperation on his behalf, and I think the game is going to be over in favor of the revolutionaries, though they are trying their best to contain the revolution and its spirit. As far as the Saleh's exit to U.S. is concerned, I think this is just a temporary matter. Saleh is going to be taking refuge in Saudi Arabia and not exactly in the United States. This has been the standard format of the exit procedures in that region. All those despots who leave their country or are forced to leave their countries, they go to Saudi Arabia. So this is just a matter of a couple of weeks in the United States, and his final abode will be Saudi Arabia, which is the final destination of all despots on this planet.
But Dr. Wasif, what would it say for the U.S. and its claims of supporting democracy and freedom if it were to accept Saleh into their country and keep him safe from facing justice?
Of course, but the problem is with the this is basically a crime against humanity and human rights violations as well. I think the Yemeni opposition should file a legal suit in the U.S. Supreme Court, for that matter. And seeing the system here in the United States, I think it's going to bear some fruit in favor of the opposition. I don't know the kind of opposition they have. Unfortunately, Yemen is the most backward of the nations in that region. So I don't know what kind of legal backing do they have or kind of consultants they have or not. But still, they should pursue Saleh to Washington as well, here as well. Apart from doing their protests on the streets and putting pressures from different angles, this is one of the legal angles should be touched as well. I think the final blow to this regime would be, I think, head-on collision with the government's forces, especially with the elite guard, the National Guard there, which is a kind of Saddam Hussein's Republican Guards. Both are paper tigers. Saddam Hussein's Republican Guards did not even fire a single shot against the American occupation forces there during the war in 2003. Same is the case with this National Elite Guard of Yemen. I think if the people take a bold and courageous step and attack the headquarters of those paper tigers, I think they'll be able to, make a breakthrough in bringing down this regime.
And what would you say to those that had considered that Yemen's revolution would be over once the Saleh regime had accepted the Persian Gulf Cooperation Deal?
Basically, yes, but still there are some, some factors which are still hampering the transition of power to the revolutionaries, and that's the last 11th hour desperate move from the United States and the Gulf Cooperation Council as well, because Yemen is basically a backdoor to Saudi Arabia, and, you know, all this regional upheavals, the regional uprisings are basically between two forces. The pro-American, pro-Zionist, and pro-Saudi forces, pro-Saudi forces, and anti-Zionist, anti-American, and pro-democracy forces. So this is the problem. So Saudi Arabia is the main and major stakeholder in that region. So I don't think it's going to let Yemenis choose their own government in the name of people, in the name of democracy, because it's going to be having an adverse effect inside Saudi Arabia. That's why Saudi Arabia is the main stakeholder there.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Dr. Sayed Ali Wassef, the president of the Society for International Reforms and Research, joining us there on the line from Washington. Many thanks, Dr. Wassef, for your insights here on Press TV.